Hello and welcome to the Fifth Quarter Podcast. It's another week with me, Hayden, and Nick. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the podcast. So, guys, interesting week 15, a lot of different results. So let's start off with what probably was the biggest game of week 15 on Thursday night. The Los Angeles Chargers charge into Kansas City and steal a win. 29-28. Guys, I got to watch the fourth quarter. Didn't get to watch most of the first half. But from what I have understood is that the refs basically gifted the Chargers this game. Do you guys agree?
No.
What are you, Hayden?
I'll be honest. This game, I mean, I know there's some bad calls. I really don't remember which way they went because this game happened a little bit ago.
The only call that I got mad at was probably the call. The only one I watched that I'm like, where were the refs? It wasn't even against the. It wasn't even like helping the Chargers. It was the no call on Phillips Rivers when he slid, or when he like got when he went down on after a scramble.
Yeah, that definitely should have been called. I do remember that. I mean, at some point you can't blame the refs. Either team had plenty of chances to win this game. The Chargers came out on top because they converted the two-point conversion. They took advantage of the chances that they got. The Chiefs blew this, though. They were up 15, 6 minutes left. They completely blew it. And, I mean, I think it kind of shows that they need their defense in these situations to stop teams. It can't just be Patrick Mahomes every time, even with a 15-point lead. Like, the defense has got to step up.
And, I mean, the Chargers' defense, I mean, for the most part, if you allow 28 points, keep your – I mean, you're down 28-14. If you can hold the Chiefs' offense, that kind of helps. So.
And I think it needs to be said that the Chiefs have yet to win the biggest games on their schedule. They're 0-3 against the three biggest teams they faced. And they're going to be facing big-name teams in the playoffs. So I think that's something that we need to keep an eye on.
For what it's worth, them being the best team in the AFC, I mean, for the most part, none of us disagree that they're the best team in the AFC, or do we? I don't. I think they are.
Well, you'll see what happens in my power rankings. I'm not going to spoil.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, hey, I got you. But, I mean, for the most part, like, if you told me that Los Angeles is the best team in the AFC, I wouldn't argue with you. I honestly think that they're better than Houston because you can trust Phillip Rivers a little more than Deshaun Watson. They're just talented. They have, you know, Keenan Allen, a great receiver. Melvin Gordon, one of the best running backs in the game, and Phillip Rivers. So, I mean, I trust them. But, like, the Chiefs, man, like, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he's been playing well. I just don't know why they can't win a big game.
I think it comes down to their defense. Like, Patrick Mahomes has showed up in every single game that they've played, but their defense hasn't been able to get those stops. You go back to the Rams game or the Patriots game.
The New England game.
Like, Patrick Mahomes is putting up a decent bit of points. 28 points in this one should win it, and there's over 40 in the other two games. It's just the defense isn't showing up in these big games.
And at home, I mean, you know, you could – usually, for big teams, you can count on the defense at home to make a big play. And the worst part, I think, was the Mike Williams catch at the end of the game to get them to the touchdown at the end of the game. You could kind of debate. I wanted them to say touchdown, but that's because I wanted the Chiefs to go down for a certain reason that never was fulfilled. But, I mean, that's a 50-50 call that the next play, the 2-point conversion. Yeah, the 2-point conversion was wild because
he was wide open.
Mike Williams was wide open, nobody around him. And it's just like, guys, this isn't like, just hold him. You win the game. Like, you kick a field goal. Yeah, you don't want to give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. Just go out there. You make this play, you win, and nothing. It was just weird.
I mean, it's a big game. The Chiefs, they play the Seahawks next, and if they don't beat the Seahawks and the Chargers win, the Chargers are the one seed in the AFC.
And honestly, well, I don't know if I'll have too much of a shocking take, but when we do Pigskin, there's a certain thing I'll say about that. But yeah, is there any? What about you, Nick? You haven't gotten to say much, so.
I was trying to find the stats by quarter.
Oh, you mean like points? Yeah.
I'm trying to find Patrick Mahomes' stats by quarter. For this game.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can tell you, I don't know what you're trying to get at with that, but he didn't play bad in the fourth quarter. He didn't make any bad mistakes. The offense just kind of slowed down a little bit. I wouldn't place any blame on Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh. Now, I will say Damian Williams kind of impressed a little. I mean, he had 10 rushes, 49 yards, 2 touchdowns, mm-hmm. 6 for 74 receiving-wise. So, I mean, that's the kind of production you need right now. You lose Kareem Hunt. Not really lose. You don't have Kareem Hunt anymore.
No, they lost Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. So you got to find production somewhere with Spencer Ware out, and you know that kind of production's really helpful.
And Phillip Rivers, watching the game, he struggled early. He had some pretty bad interceptions early. His second pass of the game was an interception, but in crunch time, he led the team to a win, and that's all you can really ask for.
That's why he's an MVP candidate at the moment. So.
Which we'll see.
You can blame the Chiefs defense for this, but I mean, Patrick Mahomes should have scored more than 28 points.
See, I don't agree.
I don't agree with you because
20 points is enough to win a game. That's
enough to win.
Says who?
And here's the issue.
Was it enough to win this game?
Hold up. Here's the thing, right? But Kansas City has a really solid defense. So 28 points isn't bad. You're at home.
You're at home. You need to be able to score more than 28 at home against a good defense.
Yeah, but which team would be upset scoring 28 points?
28's a good amount of points.
There's a lot of teams that have lost scoring 28 points. I would say it's not his defense didn't do terrible. His defense, outside of 4 minutes, held them to 14 points. They got 6 sacks and 2 picks.
Patrick Mahomes did not lose in this game.
He didn't lose it, but he didn't win it for him.
Well, he didn't have a chance.
The defense at the end.
He had plenty. How many times did they punt?
I mean, so you're placing the blame on Patrick Mahomes.
If the Kansas City Chiefs defense gets 2 turnovers, then he needs to be able to score more than 14 points on his own.
I mean, I think the defense should be able to stop.
Kansas City punted 4
times. Chargers on the last drive, and it was a wide open touchdown. It was a wide open 2-point conversion. That won them the game. That 2-point conversion did.
You know what would have been nice? A Harrison Butker field goal.
No, because we don't cheer for your fantasy team.
Ah, damn. Well, so Kansas City, I mean, now they're still in first. After this, but they can't slip up anymore if they want to keep the first seed. Neither can the Chargers, but yeah. So moving on, Saturday featured 2 games. The earlier game, Houston, New York. Houston won 29-22 off a tremendous performance from DeAndre Hopkins. So guys, Houston, how many games have they won now since start? They started 0-4, right?
0-3, and they're 9-1.
9-1 since 10-1. I mean they're looking dangerous.
The Texans don't really impress me that much, though. It's like,
but it's just getting to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, just getting the playoffs, but they haven't done anything to make me think that they're going to do anything in the playoffs. They're just kind of coasting through every game. Just they're beating the teams they should beat. They deserve credit for that, but I just don't see how they can beat a team like the Chargers, the Chiefs. Or maybe even the Patriots in the playoffs, or the Steelers for that matter.
Yeah, I mean they haven't played anybody really. Yeah, they haven't played anybody challenging. I mean they're out of since their last loss. I mean they're beating Dallas, probably beating the Broncos, beating the Titans. I mean they haven't played anybody like out of the teams. I mean maybe the Colts might be the only playoff Colts Cowboys. I don't know about the Broncos anymore since they lost. No, maybe the Titans. I mean, other than that, they haven't played any team going to the playoffs. Being the Browns, I mean, that could be a playoff team right there.
The Browns, in order to make it to the playoffs, have to have the Titans and Colts tie the last game of the season. So
that's anything's possible. But yeah, I mean, Houston handles business, so they're now the second seed.
Sam Darnold looked good. I just want to say that as well.
It's about damn time.
Yeah, Colin Cowherd can. We're gonna keep this clean, but it made Colin Cowherd happy.
Yeah. Moving on, the Cleveland Browns move on to 6 wins in the season, defeated the Denver Broncos away, 17-16. So I had no issue with them running on 4th-and-1 at the end of the game.
I didn't either.
But a lot of people were like, that's a terrible decision. I don't see the problem, because if you give Case Keenum 50 seconds with Cortland Sutton being his only target, yeah, go ahead, throw.
Yeah,
let's see what you do.
Exactly.
You already can't throw for shit. Might as well, let's see what you can do with one receiver, because your other two are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Your other two good receivers are gone. Just go. Let's see what happens. And so, yeah, I mean, it's good to see Cleveland winning some gritty games. Nick Chubb, you let me down too. Denver, I mean, slim playoff hopes.
I did have Denver in the playoffs in the preseason, but it's not looking like they're going to.
Can I just say that Baker, for the most part, played like trash, in my opinion.
I think everybody in this game plays like trash except Nick Chubb.
Yeah,
I mean, 24-100. So.
I mean, Baker made some big throws down the stretch, so you got to give him credit for that.
But you had a lower QBR than Case Keenum.
I think that's enough time we spent on this game, though. Let's be real.
All right. The Atlanta Falcons beat the Arizona Cardinals 40-14.
I don't think we have to say anything about that.
No, there's nothing.
Yeah, who cares?
Baltimore beats Tampa Bay 20-12. Lamar Jackson. Still winning, helping them win games. I mean, they're still winning games. Since Lamar Jackson became a starter, they have only lost one game, and that was to Kansas City in overtime. So
I will say, though, I mean, Jackson looks great, but he still hasn't. He has yet to face a good defense in a stretch. So I mean, I don't. They do play the Chargers next Saturday, so that'll be a test for him.
That'll be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all think? I think Flacco. I think that him having that Flacco there. Honestly, if we're being real, Harbaugh has no reason to put Flacco in. If he does, he saves. Okay, let's say Joe Flacco wins you a playoff game. You save your job. Okay, that's great. Are you gonna pay Joe Flacco again, or are you gonna let that cap hit from his original contract really? I don't know. Honestly, I think that just let Lamar Jackson learn the same way that freaking Jameis Winston needs to just. Do whatever he wants. Just let the guys play.
Mm-hmm.
See what you have in these players. Baltimore's in a better position, obviously, than Tampa Bay. I mean, they're in the playoffs, but yeah, just see what Tampa you have in Lamar. Bay. See what you have in Lamar. Maybe, I mean, Lamar for the most part can't.
I think they're seeing what they have in Lamar right now.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like he's not throwing for much. I mean, 131 yards is never what you want from your quarterback, but 18-for-95 on the ground. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
I mean, you can't with some players. You can't just say, "Oh, he only threw for 131 yards. He's not doing good." He brings a lot to the table with his running. He did enough to win the game. He hasn't played bad. I don't think he's thrown a pick in any of his games. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but he's made fumbles. He's had some bad plays. Some
bad fumbles. All right.
Yeah, he's had some bad fumbles. Like against Kansas City last week, he did have a bad fumble at like around the end.
But he's not playing bad. I mean, he's playing pretty good, better than what we expected. But once again, like I said. Against pretty bad defenses, so we'll have to see.
Moving on, Detroit loses to Buffalo 14-13. Josh Allen, I mean, it's kind of cool.
He wasn't the leading rusher this game. That's a shock. He was the past.
He was
two
not,
weeks.
But
I still don't know how he's running the ball. I haven't seen any of the highlights, so I don't know.
For what it's worth, man, like 52.2 completion percentage. Come on, bro. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get. I mean. 6-for-9. Not to say, I mean, he's young, but was Tyrod Taylor that bad or something? Like 6 touchdowns, 9 picks. I mean, Tyrod was doing better than this. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I don't know. These are two irrelevant teams.
Yeah. Moving on, the Chicago Bears finally lock up the NFC North with a win over Green Bay 24-17. I mean,
Bears defense.
Unexpected outcome.
I didn't get to watch the game, but Hayden did point out that there that Khalil Mack made a sack with his back, That was crazy. And just to show that's a talent, he's a monster.
He's also good in Madden. He got 5 sacks against Joe Hahn today. So
yeah, shut up. Play me again. I'll beat you this time.
I'm down, but okay. Getting back to this game, I mean, I watched some of the game because my dad had it on since he likes the Packers. Even though Aaron Rodgers' stats don't look bad, something seems wrong. Like, watching him play, something seems off. He's missing more throws than what he normally does. The interception
probably because he's still hurt.
But yeah, I mean, he's missing some throws. I mean,
he probably should be playing. I bet he's still hurt.
And I would agree to take Aaron Rodgers out. It's kind of just like the Cam Newton situation. Both teams are out of the playoffs. You might as well put in the back.
You just sit him. There's no point.
Yeah.
Chicago, I mean, they're looking like one of the hottest teams in the NFL. I just wanted to say that if you look at the standings, Chicago has the same record as – there was one game back of L.A., of both L.A. teams.
They have the tiebreaker, too.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, like, if you think about it, the way we talk about the Rams, the way we talk about Kansas City, the way we talk about the Chargers, we don't really talk about Chicago like that. But it's always
because – respect their quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, Goff has been shaky. Goff has one touchdown and 7 picks in the
Goff
last two games.
Goff has been playing really bad.
Goff has been playing like trash.
We'll get to that game.
He has 8 turnovers in his last 3 games.
We might as well just talk about that game now.
Just talk about that one now. Yeah.
I mean, okay, so look, right? Philly, the Philadelphia Eagles go into LA.
Philly.
And beat the Rams 30-23, keeping their playoff hopes alive. Nick Foles, 24-31, 270 yards and a pick. But, yeah, I mean, he gets you the win.
Something's going on with the Rams, though, man. Goff has not showed
people
up.
People know how to beat
this
them.
Month.
Maybe
people
it's
can
Cooper
beat them
Cup.
Though.
I mean, wait. Todd Gurley, 12-48, but receiving-wise, he was cool, but they're not getting anything dumb really on the ground.
There's something I do want to talk about from the Eagles side, though. I know Wentz is a better quarterback than Foles, but do you guys think the team – overall plays better with Foles as the quarterback?
Maybe. They might.
I just think there might be some chemistry thing that's – maybe Foles is a better leader. I don't know. Maybe they play harder for him. I don't know, but they look
I don't know about that because when did Foles come back? Like week 5?
Wentz came back.
Wentz, sorry. Thank you.
I think it was week 5 against – I know it was Colts, whenever they played the Colts.
Well, they were dead. They had beaten the Falcons and lost to the Buccaneers and then beat the Colts. So, they were 1-1 with Foles.
I mean, I'll be honest. The Eagles have a decent shot at making it to the playoffs. They just need the Vikings to lose another game, and they'll be in. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
they were talking about the. Yeah, I was watching something where they were saying like the Rams may have peaked early, and
They might
that
have.
Honestly might be true because they've hit a wall, and you can't if you're
teams
like,
got film on them. This is what happens late in the year.
Yeah, I mean, look, would you rather be a team like Chicago where, you know, even with Mitchell Trubisky struggling and you looking a little shaky earlier in the year, I mean, you start your season, what, started 3-3. But they've only lost one game since. And that was with Chase Daniels. I think that the narrative around Chicago, like I said, like I was pointing out with the other teams, I think that the narrative should change a little, shouldn't it? Like, yeah, Chicago, for what it's worth, Mitchell Trubisky is not that great of a quarterback.
I need,
but
to
it
see
just seems
more
like they have
him.
More. They have more going for them than the Rams. I don't know. I don't know if losing Cooper Kupp did something to Jared Goff.
It might have. The security blanket.
I mean, the Rams will still be in it though. In the end, they have way too much talent. If you
are you sure about that?
I mean, you look at the MVP candidates on their team. Jared Goff was mentioned in there. Aaron Donald, Todd Gurley. You have 3 MVP candidates on your team.
Also, can we just point out that this?
What have they done in the playoffs before?
Okay, look, they came
the
back.
The playoffs
right?
haven't happened yet.
Look,
but what did they do last year? All 3 of those players were on the team last year.
I mean, the teams are a little different, though, because the defense is a little better.
I mean, I have no confidence in them winning in the playoffs. Jared Goff's 0-2.
No, he's just 0-1.
He's 0-1.
0-1? Really?
Hayden, but here's my thing, right? Like, the defense for the Rams, man, too many big names for them to be giving up 30 to Nick Foles.
It should be so much better.
Like, Marcus Peters was traded. Marcus Peters on the Chiefs was a good corner.
He was.
Well, he was Pro good. Football Focus ranked him 104 out of 133.
Thank you. I was going to look him up. Do you know where Tlaib is? I can look him up real quick.
Tlaib was in the mid-80s.
Does the injury hurt that ranking at all?
I don't think
can
so.
Can you look up where LaMarcus Joyner is on PFF?
LaMarcus Joyner and John Johnson, their safeties are really good.
I know, but I just want to see where they're ranked.
Like, well, Dominican Sue isn't doing very good. I mean, he's just a name at this point.
Yeah, he's
not
big,
being productive.
A big name on that defense.
Dante Fowler isn't productive. I mean, he was a bust in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, what did the Rams trade for him again? What did they give up?
Like a fourth and a seventh, I think.
Seventh. So, I mean, nothing too bad to take a chance, but I mean, it's gonna be, the Rams are gonna have to start stepping it up.
I don't know. I just hate the fact that the Rams have such a talented defense, and the reason that they have so many, like, they allow 24.5 points a game. They're 20th in the league. But I feel like them giving up that many points is a little more explained by the fact that you have to score so much to keep up with the Rams. So by default, you're going to have points scored on you because the Rams were scoring so much earlier in the season. But now, I mean, what was the score to start the fourth? Wasn't it like 30-14 or something like that?
Yeah.
30-13. Like, it wasn't 30-13. Good. Yeah. 30-13. It wasn't good. So, I'm worried about the Rams.
I mean, they've got a bunch of big names, but they're not being productive.
Maybe they fix
their linebackers
the last few
also
weeks,
aren't very good.
But, I mean,
they need
now
to draft some linebackers.
You've lost home field. You're not going to get it back, I don't think. Are you? You're
the
not getting
have a
back
tough
off.
Schedule. We can get into that when we talk about the Monday night game, but.
Yeah, but if the Saints lose one more game, they're still up. They still get the first seed.
It's
you need
true.
To lose your next two.
Yeah, they have to lose out. Yeah.
Yeah, and talk with the point of rest Cam Newton. I don't know how. Yeah, well,
actually, let's get into that game since you brought in the Saints.
No. Well. Hold on. Okay, yeah, you're right.
We'll keep it. You're right. Fine. So I guess I'll introduce this since it was going up. It's my team. So the Saints won 12-9 on Monday Night Football. I'm gonna be honest. We're talking about how the Rams aren't looking good. The Saints aren't looking that great either. I know they're
the last 2 weeks they've struggled.
They're winning these games, of course, but because of their defense, and their defense does deserve some props, because they're keeping them in these games and kind of winning them the games. But Drew Brees, I mean, he didn't really do much last night. He
23 for 35, 203 yards and a pick.
Yeah, I mean, and watching the game, like, he didn't throw the ball downfield. He didn't play that much better than Cam Newton, and Cam Newton played terrible.
So,
and this game was kind of crazy though too, because the Christian McCaffrey touchdown pass, and then the 2-point conversion taken back, and the fumble out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. But I mean, the Saints held on. They did what they were supposed to do and won the game. But I think their offense, it's kind of sputtering out a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I would
they haven't been as impressive
to the Panthers defense, because the Panthers defense, they showed up. But I would still expect the Saints to get more than 12 points, even against a good Panthers defense that showed up for this game.
Yeah. Saints haven't been too impressive the last few weeks.
But, yeah, it seems like the top of the NFC.
I think they'll be fine in the playoffs, though.
Defense
playoff
is important.
Drew Brees is usually a good guy.
I would much rather have my defense be peaking at this point than the offense, because I think defense can carry you to ugly wins like this. So, I mean, we'll see. If their defense can keep it up, they can still win games. They'll have home field most likely in the playoffs, so teams are going to have to beat them in the Superdome. And the Saints are going to score some points in the Superdome.
Yeah. I was going to say that if they can just keep home field – once you hit the Superdome, it's different.
And I do think Cam Newton should rest the rest of the year.
Yeah. Oakland, back to the normal schedule. Oakland loses Cincinnati 30-16. Now, this is kind of a bigger one. The Indianapolis Colts defeat the Dallas Cowboys 23-0.
All the Cowboys fans were freaking super high.
In the words of Stephen A. Smith,
they lay an egg.
Accident waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. Baltimore now has no room for error, as the Colts just need one game to get into the they're the team behind Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore is gonna have to beat the Chargers.
And Dallas is now tied. Oh well, yeah.
Dallas is one game up.
Yeah, Dallas is one game up. Yeah, and luckily they did beat Philly in their second game. So with a little shenanigans, but for the most part, I mean, Dallas, you get shut out. I don't know what happened. It wasn't pretty. But I don't know. I mean, for the most part, Dallas had been playing all right the last few weeks. You guys think it was just? Is it anything that worries you? I'm worried because
getting zero points is a concern.
I think that you getting shut out by Indy of all
teams is the big suck.
Getting shut out by Indy of all teams is my worry because Indianapolis doesn't have a good defense. Like they don't have much of a good defense. So that worries me, and yeah. So I'm worried about the Cowboys, but it's like Stephen A. Smith says, they're an accident waiting to happen.
Dak Prescott's not to be trusted.
Moving on, Washington beats Jacksonville 16-13. Minnesota wins 41-17.
Yeah, with the new offensive coordinator.
With a new offensive coordinator. No shenanigan wins for Miami this week. Dalvin Cook, 19 for 136 and 2 touchdowns. Good to see him play
good
well.
Good game against an awful, awful
run defense. Yeah.
Just terrible.
Guys, Adam Thielen, 2 for 19. Adam Thielen is not playing as well as he was early in the season. So.
Yeah.
Probably missed because of Kirk Cousins.
You guys think at the moment, Chicago would play Minnesota, which they do play on. They do play again, if I'm correct, in week 17.
They play final week of the season.
Yeah. So that could be a little rough. Minnesota's going to want to win that one, but. Hey, y'all remember a few years ago the Packers played the Vikings 2 straight weeks?
Yeah.
Sam Bradford. Yep. I mean, you know, Christian Ponder, quarterback that year where
they lost both of them.
No, I thought they won the last game to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah, that was the year AP fell 8 yards short.
Yeah.
I don't know. Minnesota, I don't see them. They're busts, man. They're
gonna make it to the playoffs just by default because the NFC, unless the Eagles really decide to start stepping it up. But yeah, I mean, they'll probably go 9-6 and they might win out because who knows? The Bears might rest their starters the final week if they can't get a bye. So they could definitely win out.
Washington is still in the playoff hunt.
Mathematically, but not realistically.
Yeah. The Tennessee Titans shut out the New York Giants 17-0.
Dang, so the NFC East teams didn't do so great against the AFC South.
Derrick Henry, 33 rushes, 170 yards, two touchdowns. Maybe Derrick Henry just needed to get in rhythm. Maybe they just need to feed him.
He's definitely peaking at the right time, I'll tell you that. That's going to be big for the Titans offense.
Moving on into a game that actually had a big impact. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Seattle Seahawks 26-23 in overtime.
I get it's a divisional game, but come on. The 49ers, really, with a backup quarterback? Even though Nick Mullins isn't complete trash, I'll give him that, but, like, come on.
Trash Seahawks.
Hey, I'll say this, though. That run by Chris Carson was a beauty. She brought a tear to my eye. I loved that play. That man is. Ugh.
How about the effort by with Janikowski on the kickoff?
Like, no, I did not get to see what happened on the.
He gave up on a kickoff tackle.
He legit gave up.
Hey man, business decisions are.
For the brand.
But yeah,
I mean, this loss doesn't hurt the Seahawks that much. They're still the 5 seed.
Nah, they handled their business against Minnesota, so they're fine.
They do have the Chiefs next, which will be a big game. They really don't need to win that though, because I still think they'd have a better record than the Vikings, right? Yeah. Actually, no, they wouldn't. That is a big game. If the Vikings went out, they could swap seeds. They lose.
Yeah, but I'd take Chicago over. Like, if I'm the Seahawks, I think I could handle Chicago. Because Minnesota's defense hasn't really played well, and their offense is
– well,
their offense isn't great. Seattle's offense, for the most part, it's just Russell – like, just run the ball and let Russell Wilson just make a play. Like, I could see Chicago's defense being held more by Seattle.
Well, the thing is, if
Seattle's
built
to win ugly games,
5 seed, they're gonna play the Cowboys most likely, and if they get the 6 seed, they're gonna play the Bears. If I'm a Seattle fan,
if I'm Seattle, I'm just saying, like, I have more faith in Seattle moving on than Minnesota.
Oh, same.
Even though they're less talented, I just think that Seattle's made to win ugly games, while Minnesota, they're winning the games they're supposed to, somewhat.
Kind of.
Unless it's in prime time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was our Week 15 review,
Hold on.
Guys.
Hold on. We didn't even talk about the biggest game on Sunday.
What was the biggest game on Sunday?
Steelers-Patriots.
Shut up.
You know, I genuinely forgot. I didn't want to skip. I just thought that because we'd already done Philly, New Orleans. Yeah, New England might have to play a wild card game for the first time in 7 years? 8 years? So, not a fun time. I mean, Tom Brady's
trash.
Gronk's washed. And Pittsburgh can win an ugly game.
Tom Brady and Cam Newton are competing for biggest wet noodle arm.
Ben's the big trash. Jalen Samuels is very nice, and that O-line can have me run for 100 yards on anybody. So, yeah.
I mean, it was a big win for the Steelers.
That last play was just whack. Good to see Chris Hogan score a touchdown though, but I mean, it'll be interesting to see New England play for the first time in a wild card. Now, they would have to play Baltimore. I don't like our chances in that game because Baltimore for some reason gives us trouble every year. And all they're gonna have to do is just, hey, Lamar, sit out for this one. Let's put in Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco will beat the Patriots any day of the week. For some reason, I hate it. It's the worst thing on this planet. Joe Flacco against New England just brings me nightmares.
I don't think he'll be playing though in that game if they do make it.
And John Harbaugh would be dumb to not play him back against New England.
I mean, if you think about it though, you guys might be playing the Colts or the
Oh,
the Titans,
bless.
So.
Never mind. No. I'm scared of Tennessee. Give us Indy. Give us nobody.
I don't know if you want that.
I'd rather
play Tennessee.
Who does Houston?
I'd much rather play the Titans.
Houston plays Philly and Jacksonville. I could see them slipping up against Philly if Nick Foles plays well. So, Nick Foles playing well.
Hey, he did in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, well, New England looked bad. Might have to play wild card game. Both teams are looking not so good. And the Steelers are 4-0 in their color rush jerseys, according to CBS Sports. I don't remember who I saw the tweet from, but yeah. All right, well, that was a Week 15 review, guys. Now it's time for our That's a Lot of Damage Players of the Week. Guys, I bought a Flex product today for the first time in my life. I used
lost your Flex virginity.
I used my money and bought
He a broke flex his product. Flex seal.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
And I hope Phil Swift is proud of me. No, shut up.
I'm using that one in the future.
Yeah. So, guys, any of y'all want to start off? Any?
I'll start off. His stat line wasn't as impressive as other people, but Mike Williams,
yeah,
he had a big impact.
Yes, he did.
7 for 76, 2 touchdowns, 1 2-point conversion. He was nice.
He was, and I'll be honest. I kind of want to go Phillip Rivers for mine, but I'm not going to. I'm going to go with Derrick Henry. It's tough not to give it to him. He's been balling out the past few weeks, and it's big for that Titans offense.
Yeah. I'm going to go with DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, just a beast. That man just put it up in the air, and there's a good chance he comes down with it. 10 receptions, 170 yards, 2 touchdowns. Even though, you know, this season he hasn't had as many breakout games as some of the other stars in the league, he's still an elite receiver. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I just like to point out some tall dude with an afro on the Brooklyn Nets humiliated LeBron James.
Oh, yeah. Oof. I forgot.
That's brutal.
Is tall dude?
He went Brooklyn to Texas,
Nets. The center for the. Yeah.
I don't know who the center for the Brooklyn Nets is.
Bro, that block was nice.
I
want to
say it was Josh Allen, but I don't know for sure.
No, yeah, silly. He's a quarterback for the shitty Buffalo Bills.
Jared Allen. I don't know why I read that. Jared Allen. I'm so stupid.
I don't think it's Jared Allen.
It is. I just read it. Jared Allen.
Oh, okay. So I was close. I got the last name right.
Dumbass.
It's probably what you got.
Grayson Allen, actually.
Our basketball podcast. We're talking
about GB players in this podcast.
Rep the Jazz. Rep the Salt Lake City Stars.
All right, moving on, Hayden.
Is it that time?
All right.
Sadly.
All right. The official power rankings is making a triumphant return. Once again.
Let's see how whack these are.
It actually, so this week, I kind of was a little more fluid with it. I took a little more recency bias in it. I don't think we'll be able to compare.
Bias, never. Please, challenge accepted.
I mean, you'll find a way, I bet. But starting at number 5, yeah. The Bears were 5th last week. They stay at 5 this week.
That's interesting.
The defense, I mean, you could make an argument for them being higher, but we can get in that later. Of course, the defense is legit. Shout out to Khalil Mack. Won me a Madden game. I got to give him props for that.
Shut off.
The defense was kind of inconsistent earlier in the year, but they're starting to hit their groove now, which is big for them. And with the Saints and Rams struggling, I think the NFC should really be on notice with how well the Bears have been playing recently.
You have them at 5?
I have the Bears at 5.
Yeah.
I would have, no lie, I would have put them over Los Angeles.
Well,
we don't know where they are.
I would have put them over the Rams. The Rams.
I mean,
where are the Rams at? Just continue. Let's just go through your top four. Make assumptions.
So at 4, I do have the Los Angeles Rams.
That's a no for me.
Goff has been struggling the past 2 games. I still like their talent.
3 games.
I still like Goff more than Trubisky. So that's kind of my logic with the Rams over the Bears. I mean, it's a 2-game slump. Maybe they get out of it. But Goff still needs
to prove. Yeah, but a bad 3 games on Goff's, please.
Yeah, I agree with that. But they were playing so well earlier. I mean, as long as they get out of the slump before the playoffs, I think they'll be fine. So now number 3, I have the Kansas City Chiefs. So I have the Chargers 2nd. I'm just going to say that right now. Between the Chiefs and Chargers, it was kind of tough for me. They both split the season series. But I do like the direction the Chargers are going right now more than the Chiefs. The Chargers
won a couple of big games in recent weeks. I mean, the Steelers, yep, a few weeks ago.
Steelers and the Chiefs.
And I like their defense.
Joey Buss is back.
And like we mentioned earlier, the Chiefs have yet to win a big-time game. They got the Seahawks this next week. We'll see what happens in that game. But if they go to 0-4 against their 4 biggest opponents, that's looking pretty rough going into the playoffs.
Sounds like an Andy Reid team to me.
I was about to say. So I was thinking about this throughout the day. I did want to mention, what worries me about Kansas City in the playoffs is that, in reality, for as talented as they are on offense, they are really, even on offense, a 2-minute drill, Andy Reid, bad time, whatever you want to put it, shitty timing of it from Andy Reid's part away from just being out of the playoffs. That's what they are. Because somebody's going to keep up with them offensively. Like, New England, Pittsburgh could probably keep up with them offensively. And Los Angeles. All it falls on is not even – it's not even going to be Patrick Mahomes' fault. It's going to be just Andy Reid being a dumbass. It's literally all Andy Reid's.
He sucks at it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you look at the top teams in the league, they're all kind of struggling, to be honest. Between the Chiefs, Rams, and Saints, we all thought that was a consensus top three, but they're all struggling now.
Can I read the top 10 teams in the like overall standings wise? And I just want y'all to see.
Well, give me a second. Let me get.
Yeah, finish. This. Finish. Go ahead.
So, like I said, I have the Chargers at number two. That means the Saints are number one.
Claiming the rightful spot.
It's kind of they've been playing bad, but they just kind of get it by default. They're still winning these games, but I can't put the Chargers in front of the Saints, even though the Chargers are playing really well right now. I mean, the Saints, they're winning games. They're winning sloppy games in December and in January. Sometimes the games get sloppy, and they're winning the games, and their defense is showing up. So that's why I think this is the first time the Saints have been number one in the power rankings.
Pittsburgh wins. You could honestly say Los Angeles is the best team in the league. I mean, yeah, Pittsburgh beats New Orleans this weekend. You could honestly say that Los Angeles, the Chargers. Yeah, I'm
you
sorry.
Could. You definitely could. And they could very well get a 5 seed in the AFC playoffs when they're going to probably have the second best record or tied for the best record in the AFC, which is stupid to me.
So
let me recap this real quick.
Sorry.
The Bears at 5, Rams at 4, Chiefs at 3, Chargers at 2, and the Saints at 1.
Yeah. So here are the top 10 teams overall standings-wise. New Orleans, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Los Angeles Chargers, then Los Angeles Rams at 4, Chicago 5, Houston 6, New England 7, Pittsburgh 8, Baltimore 9, Dallas 10. Out of those top 10 teams, I have absolutely faith in no one going into playoff time other than the Los Angeles Chargers. If you're asking me,
I have faith in the Saints because of the fact they're going to be playing at home. Like, and they showed a stat on the Monday night game last year. Drew Brees is 5-0 at home in the playoffs. Hasn't lost in the playoffs at home. So that home field advantage is going to be pretty big for them.
Yeah, I mean, look, the playoff teams right now, I mean, Houston, I mean, they've, for the most part, they've, like you said, they've won the games they need to. But, yeah, we haven't seen them play anybody challenging so far. So I don't know how much faith I have in them. New Orleans has had two ugly games the last 2 weeks. Kansas City has had two losable games the last 2 weeks, lost one and could have lost to Baltimore. The Rams have been looking like hot crap the last 2 weeks. Chicago,
these teams are struggling. It's crazy.
And it's weird because at this point you want to be rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's going to be interesting next 2 weeks. But we'll preview the upcoming week in a second after Nick does his MVP rankings. Nick, obviously, our MVP rankings now are going to look probably a lot different than they were last week or even the week before. So, go ahead. I'll try not to interrupt you as much as I interrupted Hayden. I'm very sorry.
Before I start this, I'd just like to point out that they're recapping that Jared Allen block on LeBron. They're following it up with a segment about how LeBron doesn't get blocked on dunks.
Oh, I have that on right now. I forgot. I had to turn it on. I mean, yeah, LeBron gets
1,855 dunk attempts.
Yeah.
9 blocked.
That's actually really crazy.
Four of them are the Nets.
We're to, what's his name from San Antonio in the 2013 finals when he, Thiago Splitter. Yeah, when he tried to block him.
Gosh. I forgot he existed.
Yeah, I remember watching an interview. LeBron's like, one of us is going to end up on SportsCenter, and one of us isn't going to be in the good side of it. So when he went up for that dunk.
All right. On to the MVP rankings. Number 5 is Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Because, you know, there was nobody else to put there.
Oh, come on. I still think.
I'm not going to put Todd Gurley.
I was going to say.
They lost this week, but I'm still
fine. Yeah.
I didn't want to put MVP consideration, in my opinion, even though they got shut out.
The quarterback award.
You're right. 18 for 87 and 741.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Too bad 0 points scored.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable putting Todd Gurley or Jared Goff in the MVP conversation because they're not worthy. So.
Yeah, but didn't Gurley score 2 touchdowns?
Yeah, and he only had 48 rushing yards.
You're right.
So a lot of fantasy points.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Andrew Luck. Because he's having a good year. He'll be comeback player of the year, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's leading that team. He's playing really well. I didn't think they had any playoff chances. Their record was really bad. I forget what it was at its worst point. but he's winning them some games.
They were 1-4.
Now they're 8-6.
Wow.
Yep.
So, I mean, his team's going to need a little hope. They're going to need the Ravens to lose to get in. But
yeah. I'm liking where they're encouraging. Going. It's encouraging.
All right. Number 3, I have Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know. I still have him at one.
That's rough. Yeah, I don't know. You're gonna probably put Drew Brees in front of him, but Drew Brees is not looking well. Yeah.
It's gonna be between
few weeks.
Yeah, Drew Brees hasn't done much. I'm guessing you're gonna have before you go. I'm guessing it's Philip Rivers and Drew Brees. Yeah, it's gonna be Rivers and Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rivers and Drew Brees at one.
I just don't
see understand. My whole thing with this.
I'll let you explain it.
MVP is an individual award, and Philip Rivers has shown. I mean, it's splitting hairs here, but I think Philip Rivers deserves this more than Patrick Mahomes. He's shown he can win in the clutch in these big games, and I mean Mahomes is 0-3, so
his team is 0-3.
Tom Brady has more passing yards than Philip Rivers.
We'll go over the losses. I saw Mahomes have 3 turnovers in the fourth quarter against the Rams. And then score how many points in the fourth quarter against the Chargers?
I mean, I get that, but like,
it's and how many turnovers against the Patriots?
Mahomes has the stats, and he's playing lights out. We don't get that many Chargers games on TV, so like, I mean, Philip Rivers has the same amount of losses. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, what he's doing is incredible. Like, he had that clutch play against the Ravens last week. Like, he led them to the win. That's pretty clutch, and he pretty much did what Philip Rivers did this past week. So, I mean,
to him,
to the Chiefs, the Chiefs defense blew it in the end. But I mean, I think Patrick Mahomes is the easy choice for MVP. I don't know how you have.
I don't know if it's easy. I would never say easy.
I would say no. Easy.
For all those points he's putting up, I mean, it's cool, but
seems like meaningless.
I'm pretty
points
sure
to
he's on pace
winning.
To break Peyton Manning's passing touchdown record in the season.
I don't think so. I don't think he's on pace anymore.
All I'm saying is that Peyton Manning didn't win a Super Bowl that year, so does it really matter?
Well, they give out the MVP. They have the MVP votes before the Super Bowl, so.
Didn't Adrian Peterson beat him for the MVP now, if I remember. Didn't he?
Adrian Peterson deserved that, though.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, coming off ACL surgery. Yeah, he put up 2,000 something. What was it? No, he got to like 1998, right? Or no, did he get 2,000? 2008 yards,
I think?
He just
barely got to 2,000. Yeah, he got over 2,000.
Patrick Mahomes is going to need 5 touchdowns a week for his final 2 games.
Are you serious?
To tie the record. Yeah, he's 10 behind.
He's still 45-12, though. 45 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. 45 touchdowns is a lot. He has almost 5,000 passing yards already.
Here's what's going to happen. Drew Brees is going to win because of the record he broke this year.
Guys,
Drew
New
Brees
does a better
really deserve.
New Orleans has a better point differential than Kansas City, for what it's worth.
I mean, I believe that.
So.
Yeah.
So. But yeah. So, controversial playoff. I mean, MVP rankings in a way. So, yeah. All right.
Show me you can win a big game.
I can, yeah.
So if he beats Seattle, would that be enough for you?
Depending on how Drew Brees and Philip Rivers look, sure. He might move up.
All right.
I mean, you can't be impressive against the teams you should beat and then just not be able to beat the good teams.
I mean, I would consider the Ravens a good team in that, I mean – He beat the Chargers earlier this year. It's just in the big primetime games, his team has come up short. I mean, I understand that, but Drew Brees isn't playing that well. Philip Rivers is playing pretty well, but not Patrick Mahomes level. So, I mean, that's my gripe with it. It's your rankings.
Ooh, I felt a little bit of
some salt there.
Yeah, I felt some.
Probably bad that Cam Newton wasn't in there.
Oof. All right. Well,
if Cam Newton's
on,
in there, we need to throw that segment out.
All right. Well, moving on to Pigskin Pick'em. Y'all ready, boys, or you need a second? I can stall.
Yep, I'm good.
All right, cool. So, No more Thursday nighters. Saturday nighters.
Yay!
So first game this week, the Washington Redskins travel to Tennessee, where they are 10-point underdogs. I'm taking the Titans.
So am I. Yeah. They should win that game by 10+.
They should. Yeah. They want to make the playoffs.
Washington defense, man, giving up, they're 20th in points allowed, but I thought that adding some players on defense would have helped.
Like who? Haha, Clinton Dix, trash.
Hey.
I forgot that happened.
He got benched.
All right. Baltimore travels to Los Angeles for a neutral site game where they are 4.5-point underdogs to the Los Angeles Chargers. Actually, could be an interesting game. Both teams have, you know, there's a lot going on in this game. So, what do y'all think? I think Baltimore plays them tough.
One scoring defense?
I can look that up real quick.
Yep. No, they still are.
It's going to be tough for the Chargers to pull this out.
They still are.
Too bad the Chargers aren't going to pull it off.
No, yeah, they're going to go to 11 or 12-3. I kind of see this game being close for a little bit, but then I see them playing really late. I think they win by 10 points.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think
we'll get to enjoy this game with a lot of other drunken idiots.
Oh yeah, that's going to be at the Christmas party.
Yeah, it's Saturday night.
I agree. It's good. I think it's going to be an ugly game. Lamar Jackson's going to struggle, but I think the Chargers, they will win this one.
How ugly of a game do you think it's going to be? On a scale of like Gareth Bale to your average human ugly.
I'm going to Man, if I had to go at that scale.
Gareth Bale to Olivier Giroud. How ugly?
A Kevin De Bruyne.
All right. The ginger stepchild.
Yeah.
That's pretty ugly.
All right. Moving on, the Atlanta Falcons play the Carolina Panthers. Carolina 2.5-point favorites at home. Is Cam playing?
It's not. It's like a wait and see thing. They're going to see how Cam feels. Cam shouldn't play.
Says he's day to day. I mean, biggest loss, Graham Gano out. So,
I mean, the Panthers defense showed up against the Saints, but if Cam can't throw the football more than 15 yards down the field, I don't know how the Panthers win this game. And
I mean, they're playing one of the worst defenses in the league and one of the worst defenses when it comes to receiving backs. So Christian McCaffrey should have a game.
He should. He should continue.
Have a game, young man. And at home, I'll take the Panthers in this one.
I'll let Nick make the pick because I don't know yet.
No, I think the Falcons are going to win.
Yeah.
Leave me the tie-breaking vote. I mean, the Panthers, the offense hasn't shown enough for me to have confidence in them. I'm gonna go with the Falcons.
Interesting. Moving on, the Patriots. The Buffalo Bills. 13-point
Thank you,
favorites.
Next.
I'm taking the Patriots here.
Same.
Next.
But do you guys take them at 13?
Next.
Okay, they went by 10. They went by 10.
Cincinnati Bengals, too dumb to do that. Led by Jeff O'Driscoll, face the Cleveland Browns. I'm taking the Browns because fucking O'Driscoll.
Browns.
Browns are looking good. I'll take the Browns, too.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas, 7-point favorites at home.
This is an interesting one. I mean,
if the Cowboys are going to have a rebound game from getting shut out 23-0, you have it against one of the worst defenses in the league. And I think that Jameis being really turnover prone, maybe Dallas forces a few turnovers. I think Dallas wins it. I think Zeke should probably run rampant.
It's the Cowboys. Anything can happen. They could lose this and then have to win their final week to get in.
I mean, I still think that their big three on offense are gonna play well, but yeah, I think they rebound this game. What about you, Nick?
Yep. The Cowboys will win. I think it'll be tight though.
Interesting. The Minnesota Vikings travel to Detroit. Vikings 5.5-point favorites. I'm taking Minnesota. Fight the Vikings. Have, I mean, the Lions. Sorry, Detroit has not been playing
Lions
well.
Lions suck.
So,
I'll be honest. I
need a new quarterback.
I'm kind of feeling the upset on this one. I
didn't you guys think of that about Miami last week? Or, yeah.
Well, okay. The Vikings. Yep. They don't play as well on the road. This game's in Detroit. It's a divisional game. I could see this game.
Yeah,
being
but
close.
It's Detroit.
I mean, Detroit beat they beat
I,
some decent
I have about
teams.
Zero trust in Matt Stafford. So
I don't have any trust in.
I'll
Kirk
pick
Cousins.
The Vikings.
I'll stick with. I'm gonna go with my gut, and I'm gonna go to the Lions.
All right. Oh my gosh, the line is not showing up for that. Can somebody tell me the line for the Packers Jets game? Packers travel to
MetLife Jets State. Are favored by 1.5.
Crazy! I am taking the Packers in this one.
I don't know who the quarterback playing is going to be. So,
why do you think Rodgers is going to sit?
If the Packers can lose to the Cardinals, they can lose to the Jets.
Can I just mention that Aaron Rodgers, for what it's worth, we think he's having a bad year. 23-2. 23 touchdowns, 2 picks.
That's what I'm saying. Stats don't say everything because you can kind of tell if something's a little off.
I mean, that's still impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, when you're chucking the ball out of bounds every other play, you're not going to throw any interceptions.
Yeah, sure. Every other play, it goes out of bounds.
Yes, beef. I mean, acknowledge my quarterback's shortcomings.
Same. I mean, I'm
so how many throwaways does he have?
I don't have the official stat.
Ooh, okay.
I wish I did.
For me, it says that it's a pick'em. Yeah, for me, it says that I don't know what PK means. I'm guessing it's just
pick'em.
Yeah, pick'em. Yeah.
That'd be penalty kick.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I'd probably miss it because you know I'm Lukaku in our pro clubs.
Yeah.
Moving on. I guess this could be a bigger game. And surprisingly, the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Houston Texans. Philadelphia, 2-point favorites at home. Honestly, the way the Eagles – oh, sorry, I'm looking at the score. We'll talk about it later then.
No,
sorry.
We might as well talk about it now.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry. So the Texans 2-seed, if they want to keep it, they have to win this game. But Philly playing for their playoff lives – has to win this game too, and the way they played last week kind of impressed me. So this, even though it shouldn't be the first challenge for the Texans in a long time, this kind of is their like biggest challenge, in a way. So
I'm gonna say Deshaun Watson.
Houston's gonna win
in the end. I think it's gonna be close, but I think Deshaun Watson has a game-winning drive, whether it's for a field goal or a touchdown. I don't know, but I think he comes out.
Kyme Fairburn.
Houston is going to win.
You know, I want to say Philly. I'll say Houston. I trust Deshaun more than Nick Foles. And, okay, so let's get back on track here. Sorry, I messed it up a little. Giants, the New York Giants face the Indianapolis Colts. Colts are 9-point favorites at home, and I'll take the Colts in this one, too. Although, 9 points is a lot. I think it's a closer game.
9 points is really high.
I think Saquon could probably have a big game, a good rebound. Maybe Odell's back. Well, actually, I would say it depends on if Odell's back to me. On how
Odell's done for the year.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, let me check. Yeah, it says he's out. So
I'm going to take Andrew Luck in this one over.
Yeah, and it's going to be the Colts pretty easily.
Yeah, I'll take. Yeah, I said Indy. So, moving on, the Jacksonville Jaguars face the Miami Dolphins. Do the Dolphins still have a playoff? Any chance of a playoff?
Cares? No, they don't.
Oh, never mind. You're right.
Nick was confident about that Miami Dolphins playoff prediction, too.
I just need them to have a worse record. Oh, my gosh.
I remember when that was my Super Bowl prediction, and you guys laughed.
Cleveland's half a game
back. Who'd have thought week 15 they had a chance?
Cleveland's half a game back of Miami, Nick. Ugh. This is too much. Nick, actually, it's really stressful for us. The two teams that have basically no playoff shot, it actually is going to come down to the wire, but for us, so.
I totally forgot this was happening.
Hey, don't forget.
That bet existed.
Dolphins
yeah,
in this game.
I'll pick the Dolphins then, just because of that.
I'm going to pick the Jags. Jalen Ramsey's going to talk his shit.
And get hit.
Okay. Frank Gore's out, so. He is infinite. He is Gore, as they say on the Fantasy Footballers. The Chicago Bears play the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 4-point underdogs. That's really, really low.
What? Only 4 points?
Yeah. I mean, they're at home.
I mean, I'm taking the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears are going to win.
I think I'm taking the Bears. Yeah.
All right, we don't need to talk about the next game. We all picked the Rams.
Yeah. Actually, how much? Oh, 13 and a half.
We all picked the Rams. All right.
So
next game,
can we talk about the Monday
Nighter? Pittsburgh, New Orleans.
Monday Nighter first.
Because we got two.
Because all right. So the Broncos Monday Night Football game: Broncos, Raiders,
Broncos,
Broncos.
All right.
So Sunday Night Football, or no, sorry, Sunday Night in the evening game. Sunday Night the. Is this on CBS? Is this a CBS? Please be CBS
game.
It's
CBS.
Yes.
CBS.
All right. So evening game of the on Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers play the New Orleans Saints. Saints at home, 5.5 point favorites. So guys, let's talk about this game. The Saints do have a cushion, right? If you lose this game, you still have the win over the Rams to keep your tiebreaker. But Pittsburgh, I mean,
need to win this, but them winning against the Patriots was huge. Yeah. Because now this game it's important, but it's not like it wouldn't be deadly if they lost it.
There goes Nick. That's not Nick good. Just died. So it's just us two. Hopefully he returns. We don't need him. If I'm correct though, can you do playoff machine? Do you have it a little fast? Can you access it more faster than I can?
I can if you stall.
Do me a favor. All right. So, what I'm wondering is if Pittsburgh loses and Baltimore wins, how does that impact the AFC North standings?
All right. Let's see. Pittsburgh. You want to see if Pittsburgh loses?
Yeah, and Baltimore wins. Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Interesting.
Because Pittsburgh would be – hold on. Actually, hold on. Never mind. I hit the wrong thing. Oh, wow. Okay. This game – Hold on. I might have to – so if the Steelers lose this game and the Ravens win, they're out of the playoffs.
Really? Steelers?
Indy jumps in. At the sixth seed.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy.
So it's a big game for them. I didn't think drop it. Yeah. So this game actually is important.
So here's the thing, right? Yeah. The Bengals
pull off the upset.
The Bengals the Steelers get the Bengals week 17. That's their saving grace, right? Mm-hmm. You lose this game, you have that. You might have a chance to get in the playoffs. But I thought that Baltimore and Pittsburgh switch.
But let's say the Chargers win and then the Steelers lose, the Steelers would drop to the 4th seed from the 3rd seed. So
wait, what'd you say? Can you repeat that? Sorry.
If the hold on, let me make sure I get this right. Where's the Patriots on here? So yeah, if the Steelers lose and the Chargers win, Steelers would be the 4th seed in the AFC.
So it wouldn't change. I mean, that wouldn't have changed because
the 4th seed is going to play whoever comes out of the AFC West, the wild card team out of there. So either the Chargers or the Chiefs. So it is an important game for them. It really is.
Yeah. That's crazy. I thought that they would have at least – no, because that's true. Baltimore, Indy, Tennessee, they all have the same record.
Yeah,
but Baltimore. That's
crazy. Where the tie would hurt the Steelers right there.
Look at the Cleveland Browns doing big things out here. all right. So, James Conner should be back for this game. Jalen Samuels has been playing well. Any running back for Pittsburgh? I mean, for the most part, running backs for Pittsburgh have been playing well. But road Ben, right? Ben Roethlisberger on the road at the Superdome worries me a lot. If I'm being honest, it does. So,
this is going to be a fun game. I don't know if it's going to be high scoring because the Saints defense has stepped it up. The Steelers, they haven't been that explosive on offense recently. But I mean, if I'm saying a team that's going to win and I'm confident, it's going to be the Saints. I think the Saints pull it out.
You think Saints? So
The Saints might not have another road game the rest of the season because they end with two home games. They'll probably get two in the playoffs.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Saints have been they're top 10 in points allowed while Pittsburgh's, you know, 2 points off of points allowed. But, they're both high-scoring teams, and I guess both defenses aren't bad. I mean, Pittsburgh, middle of the road. So, but I don't know. The way Drew Brees has played the last few weeks kind of worries me. The way the New Orleans offense has kind of played the last few weeks worries me. While, I mean, Pittsburgh losing to the Rams, I mean, losing to the Raiders, Chargers. I mean, they're 1-3 in the last few games, so they're not really so hot either. But I think that maybe the beating the Patriots maybe gives them confidence, right? It's like, hey guys, we could do this, but it's an important game.
And the Saints shit on them.
And remember how I told you that I don't think New Orleans escapes these last three games without a loss?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is their loss. So I'm going to go Pittsburgh wins this game.
All right.
Yeah, I think that there's no way that the Saints are going to be able to just – they could. Like,
picking
the Saints are good.
Picking against the Saints 2 weeks in a row, that's a bold move.
Yeah, bold move, Cotton. I'm taking the Steelers in this one just because I think that playing a tough game on Monday night, you have to play another tough game Sunday, and then it'll be an easy game probably the next Monday night. I mean, if in reality you win this game, you got everything locked up. You want to win this game, but I think that the Steelers win this game.
All right.
So moving on to Sunday night football, I'm actually really excited for this Sunday night football game. Kansas City plays Seattle. Kansas City, 2.5 point favorites on the road. Seattle coming off a bad loss against San Francisco. I mean, it for the most part doesn't affect them too much in the wild card race. But now, can you do me a favor? Can you check what happens if Kansas City loses this game and then if Seattle wins? Oh, it doesn't change anything.
If Kansas City loses,
it doesn't change anything for Seattle. Can you do if Seattle loses, what happens after? Like, how affects them? What would happen? Can you do each if they lose for me, please, on the playoff machine?
It gets a little more complicated because you have to factor in Philly and then the Redskins.
I don't want to make you do all your predictions.
What would happen is, so if Minnesota wins and Seattle loses, Minnesota would jump over Seattle. As for what happens to Seattle after that in terms of tiebreakers against the Eagles if they win or the Redskins, I don't know. So that would be – they would be in a battle for the sixth seed is, I think, the simplest way I can put it.
Okay.
So it's a big game for them. There was a stat I saw earlier. It was on Twitter somewhere. I don't know if I took a screenshot of it. But, of course, the Chiefs have scored over 25 points in every single game this season. And – Russell Wilson, since being the starting quarterback at the Seahawks, has only won 4 games when the defense gives up over 25 points.
That's interesting.
So that's something we need to look out for. 25 is something the Chiefs – I mean, they've done it every single game this whole year. So, I mean, that's something to look out for. I think the Chiefs probably win this in the tough road environment. This will be the win they've been looking for in prime time against a big team. But, I mean, Russell Wilson's going to have to step it up. Like I said, only 4 games where his team has given up 25 points where he's won. So
the teams they lost, only Chicago failed to score 25 when it comes to their losses.
Yeah.
So that's a crazy stat. That's interesting.
It directly applies to this, too. So that's why I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Man, you know my love for Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson. I think that they're just the ugliest team in the NFL that's consistent because they win ugly games. They run the ball all the time. Russell Wilson barely has to throw, but damn it, they're
Do you think the Chiefs score more than 25? I mean, I know
I'm wondering because, I mean, like, Seattle's defense, I mean, they're allowing – Seattle's allowing 25.9 points a game. So, I mean, they're – they're, if you look at statistically – Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is, like, if you look at it statistically, or no, sorry, there's a lot of 20.9. They scored 25. I mean, Kansas City should. I mean, Seattle could score. This is they're at home. They can run, and I mean, Kansas City's 26 in the rush, defending the rush, and they're 32nd in passing yards. They're not a good defense at all. So I think that.
I'll be honest, if it wasn't for that stat line, because that's something like you don't really know about. And
yeah,
this was kind of a 50-50 game, but I think, I mean, Russell Wilson is going to have to score in this game.
I think
the Chiefs just get a little more than the Seahawks.
I'll take the Chiefs, but this is a game where if you told me it almost upset, I'd believe you. Just because I think that that for some reason Seattle is that kind of team that they lost this to the 49ers. I get that, but they're the type of team that can, you know, grit out a win, and
they're at home. I mean, they're a different animal at home.
So actually, I want to see what their home record is. Sorry, we'll be done in a second.
I don't think it's that great compared to years past, but playing in that environment is tough.
Yeah, Seattle. I mean, the 12th man. That's what they were called for some time. So. All right, well, Hayden, that wraps up the podcast for us too, because Nick wrapped up when he got cut off, a little bit
of a longer podcast, but we appreciate you guys sticking with us.
So thank you for listening, guys. Enjoy the football this week. Hayden, you know,
it'll probably be after Christmas when you do a podcast.
It'll come out. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, Merry Christmas to you guys. Hope you enjoy it. Spend time with your family. Happy holidays. Enjoy Christmas Eve. Enjoy some great football games on Saturday and Sunday. Some good
basketball games, too. We might actually talk about basketball.
The plan is after Christmas, we will start doing a little more basketball talk.
Warriors will be on there.
Now, I did want to mention. So me and Nick have recorded a podcast, the second podcast. It is for the Champions League. As of right now, we're going to do two shows. The plan is to do two shows a week. One to cover football because, you know, that's what's gotten us here. That's what's got y'all tuned in, and we thank you for that. So if you're interested in Champions League basketball, we'll be covering once football's over, we'll be moving on to football. I mean basketball, sorry. Basketball, NBA, and college. Yeah. College a little, but more NBA, and we'll be talking Champions League. We'll be doing a little more sports. We'll be able to but for right now the plan is to stick with NFL and that extra podcast if you're interested in listening to that. So just be on the lookout. I don't know. I might have to make a separate podcast account for that cuz it might throw y'all off a little there's really no way for me to make it so you can distinguish which is which, just for the most part. Just look at
just the title.
I haven't made the title for this one yet. I'll think of something.
If we can keep it on a consistent basis,
I'll just call this one Charters will. Internet is shit. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Like we said, Merry Christmas from the Fifth Quarter Podcast crew. Thank you guys for listening, and enjoy the football.